From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Steve Morg. Today is Tuesday, February 17th. The time is 6:32. A Republican state senator from central Illinois is proposing a series of bills he says would boost consumer protections and limit utility rate hikes. IPM's Abisola Dahansi reports.
Senator Chapin Rose of Mahomet says Illinois families have reached a breaking point when it comes to electricity costs. A measure under Governor J.B. Pritzker signed this year creates new renewable energy incentives and invests $8 billion to support battery storage. But Rose says those changes are driving up costs for Illinois ratepayers.
What a family of four in Missouri is paying is substantially less than what a family of four in Illinois is paying. When you look at that, you have to say, well, what is Illinois doing that's so completely and utterly screwed this up?
The Federal Energy Information Administration says Illinois consumers paid less on their average monthly electricity bills in 2024 than in surrounding states. Rose has introduced a bill to repeal the state's battery storage program, as well as a measure banning data centers from pulling water from the Mahomet Aquifer for cooling purposes. I'm Abisola Dahansi, IPM News.
Governor J.B. Pritzker will present his eighth budget on Wednesday amid tremendous uncertainty over federal funding. Capital News Illinois reports Pritzker's team has already begun setting expectations that budget requests will not be entirely fulfilled this year. Illinois faces a $2 billion deficit in the coming fiscal year, but constant changes to federal funding make that number a moving target. You can listen to Governor Pritzker's address live from Springfield Wednesday at noon on AM 580. We'll also stream it live at ipmnewsroom.org. A quick check of the forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard is a high of 58 degrees for today. Tonight's mostly cloudy, breezy, a chance of a light rain or drizzle with a low of 50, and tomorrow a high of 68. I'm Steve Mork, IPM News.